Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, we finished our study of Galatians. Today, we're going to start a new short series I call Married or Single. This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready. We're going to do a Between the Books of the Bible series. I've titled this one, Married or Single, Reflecting Christ in My Position. We're going to talk about the wife, the husband. We're going to talk about single people, about sons and daughters, all of that. We're going to be covering those things, and yet it's not going to be the normal type of a series that you have on the home. It's going to be much different than that. And it's going to look at each person and the position they have, whether they're married or single, children, whatever, but their position as it is reflected in their relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is an unusual series. We did this in our Sunday school here at Central Baptist Church. And so I want you to get a lot from that. Be following along with us each day as we have these next few weeks on this subject. And then we'll go back to a new book of the Bible. Now, before we get there, though, I want to just make a little statement here. Somebody wrote and said, Brother Andy, when you introduce your program, you always say, this is your radio pastor. And really, you're not a radio pastor because a pastor deals with the local church. Now, let me say this. First of all, I agree wholeheartedly that the pastor is a pastor of the local church. And secondly, I do not replace your pastor in your local church. And don't begin to think that I do. I don't. You'd be backslidden if I was your pastor because God has you in a special place. It's a place where you've prayed about. It's where God wants you. So let me just encourage you in that matter to say your pastor at your local church is your pastor. And when you're sick, he's the one that's going to be there. When you have a funeral, he's going to be there. And so understand, he's the one that's there, and he's the one that cares for you and prays for you by name. So let me just again say that I am not your pastor if you're not a member of my church. But now, why would I say radio pastor? I take that from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. It says, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Now the elders of the churches are addressed here by the Holy Spirit through the pen of the Apostle Peter. And they are urged to feed the flock. That is, to pastor the flock. And also, taking the oversight thereof. That is, to bishop. The churches that they are serving need them to do this. Now, this admonition indirectly confirms the implication that the offices of elder, pastor, and bishop confirms it that they are really synonymous with the same man. In other words, It is the same man that's your pastor, your bishop, your elder. And it's three different things that describe his position. For an example, an elder implies maturity in the faith. Now, if I came on the radio and I said, this is Bishop Bloom, this is Elder Bloom, some of you may have a problem with that. And that would be all right, because elder represents the maturity in the faith. Pastor implies teaching the word. And bishop implies oversight administratively. Now, as a radio speaker, preacher, if you wish, that implies teaching the word. Now, that is what the Lamp and Light was founded on. That's why we go mostly book by book, with the in-between books even still being very rooted in the Word of God and not theory. And so when I say this, I say radio pastor, I am solely speaking about teaching the Word of God. Now, in your churches, maybe you've had a Bible conference. Maybe you've had a missionary. Maybe you've had a revival meeting. Maybe you've had a visiting pastor or preacher of some kind. And they preached the Word. Now, they were ministering the Word to you. They were teaching the Word. They were feeding you. Although, that's not your main pastor. But they were doing what a pastor does when they were teaching you the Word. And so, they were not your bishop. They were not over you administratively. And in some cases, they may not be as mature in the faith as your pastor is. So please understand and don't mistake it. I do not in any way replace your pastor. I am certainly not better than your pastor who loves for you and prays for you and cares for you. But I do seek to feed the Word of God. And the reason for that is in my time in the ministry now, here I am in my 60s already and middle to late 60s now. We're heading that direction. And I've seen an ignorance across not only this land but around the world of the Word of God, especially as I've been in radio ministry and people have made way out in left field comments about things, and yet they've identified themselves as Baptists and all that, and I realize that people are just not trained in the Word of God. And so in that respect, that's what I'm doing, is just trying to feed the Word of God. And so I would just ask, if anybody is offended by me saying your radio pastor, please don't be offended. I don't mean in any way to take the place of your real and true pastor, that is the man God has placed as the pastor of your local church. And normally I'll save something like this for a question and answer period that I do at the end of each year, but I just thought because this came up, I ought to address it. Now, the last time when we started the last portion of our study, I was telling you about a special trip that I am going to be taking to Israel. I call it the trip of a lifetime. And I'll be hosting a tour for the dates of September 12 through 20, 2016. We'll visit Caesarea and we'll see the place where they had the chariot races, the place where Paul appeared. We'll go on to Nazareth and see a village that is set up and operated each day as it was in the days of Jesus. As a matter of fact, those people, many of them live there. And then we'll go on to the Sea of Galilee and see Tiberias, where Jesus walked on the water. And we'll take a boat ride on the Galilee. In addition, we'll visit Capernaum. And we'll see the house of Peter that was there. And we'll visit Cana of Galilee, where Christ performed his first miracle. And on to Gadara. Oh, you remember that? Where the swine ran down a steep hill and drowned in the Galilee after they were cast out of the man with a legion of demons in him. Then we'll also visit Bethshan, and that's where the bodies of Saul and his sons were hung. And then we'll go on to Bethlehem, the Dead Sea, Qumran, En Gedi, where David hid from Saul in the caves, Masada. And then we'll visit the Valley of Elah, where David killed Goliath. And then on to Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, you'll sit in the actual judgment hall where they flogged our Savior with the whip. We'll visit the empty tomb and Golgotha. Then we'll walk along the western wall and on to the Temple Mount. And, oh, it is a great trip, and there's just so much more to tell about it. You can find out more about our trip by going to our website. Let me give you that site. It's www.centralbaptistocala.org. Let me give you that again, spelling it to you. www.centralbaptistocala.org. When you get to our website, scroll down to the Holy Land Experience, the trip of a lifetime to Israel. You can sign up online, and may I suggest that maybe some of you that have pastors and their wives that have never been to Israel, and you could send the pastor and his wife, and if they have children at home, then to take care of the children, see that they're well cared for, and work with them on that. But it would be a great thing for a church to do, to send this pastor and his wife to Israel, because I can guarantee you that when he comes back, oh, what a blessing you'll find out that it was to him, and as a result, a blessing to you, because, oh, he's able to preach with such a greater understanding and knowledge, and it's a big help. I know it's always helped me, and it still is every time I go. It seems like I just pick up a little bit more. So, again, go to our website. All payments, sign-ups, etc. must be in by June 5th, 2016. If you're not privy to the Internet, then write us at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. Now, our announcer gives that to you at the end of each day's program, so you can get it then if you didn't get it now. But my friend, I would love to have you come along. So please join me for the trip of a lifetime. Go with me to hear the Bible in Beulah Land. Go with me to Israel. Well, I hope that that is something that you're able to do. We would love to be able to meet some of our listeners that way by going to Israel together with them. Now, as we get into our lesson, and hopefully before the program's over, we'll be able to get a good start on this lesson. And the first part, as we look at married or single, reflecting Christ in my position, we want to first look at the wife and Christ. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
I'm